Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got plenty of time for you to call in. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. Looking like it's going to be a beautiful day for most of the day. Maybe a spot shower midday, but the rest of the day looking gorgeous. And we're talking mid-70s, sunny, you know, partly cloudy. Perfect. Love it. It's looking like the next week here, we're starting to warm up. I don't want to say it, but right now I'm seeing some higher temperatures at the end of the week. But as we all know, weather changes a lot, so we'll see what happens. But that the temperatures are starting to warm up. Means we're definitely, you know, I'd have to say we're definitely out of the woods if you haven't put your veggies out, at least in the Massachusetts area. I'll have to check, you know, as you go a little bit more north. But it's looking like there's no real frost chances. The temperatures are really starting to warm up and stay warmed up versus, you know, that chance of a frost. So that's, you know, I'd have to be pretty off with, you know, temperature predictions here, to say that the temperatures are going to really drop below, freezing. I just don't see it. So what does that mean? We're definitely available to be putting, the rest of those veggies out. You know, a lot of you might have already, but we talk about, you know, most of the spring season, that the last frost, really the last frost possibility, is towards the end of the month, you know, closer to Memorial Day, about the 20th, right? So, you know, that's kind of where we have always kind of looked at it. And just looking at that forecast ahead of time, and we're looking like we're pretty good. So if you haven't already, you could probably definitely get everything outside and get started in the garden this spring, because it's looking like we're ready to go. So, you know, that's some things to be excited about. We can now really put a lot of product outside and then enjoy the outside, right? You know, if you haven't, some of those houseplants that you want to bring, that you usually bring outside, good time to do it. You know, we're getting there. We're into that summer, almost into summer. We're in spring still. Don't worry, but we're getting there. Now, we do actually have a call on the line, so I want to get right into the phone call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Karen is in New Hampshire.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Three questions, actually.
Sure.
The first big problem is I have a new flowering plum out front, and it's beautiful. It's that deep burgundy, and it
yep.
did well over the winter. And just this week, I noticed when I was giving it some fresh water and stuff, the leaves are shiny and sticky, and right on the bark, it looks like clusters of icky black stuff. I'm hoping it's just aphids, and you can tell me how I can get rid of them before anything else in the yard gets it.
Okay. No, definitely. Excuse me. You definitely do have that going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of things we can do here. What I'd be spraying onto your plum there is mm-hmm. I'd be using something along the lines of like an all seasons oil, right? So the all seasons oil will suffocate any of the aphids that are there. A lot of times they'll be in like clusters in the what they call the crotches of the branching,
yeah.
all those areas. So the all seasons oil suffocates everything that's on there. So what I would do is I would, it might be easier to get like the hose end version where you attach to the hose,
yep.
spray the whole plant down till it's like dripping a little bit,
okay.
Trying to get wherever you can. And then once you've gotten rid of the aphids,
mm-hmm.
Take a look at the areas that are covered in that black sooty mold to try and wipe it off, clean it, because what can happen is if it just sits there on some of the leaves and some of everything else, it blocks the sun from, you know, getting onto the leaves, which blocks like the, you know, the whole process of photosynthesis, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Without going into like scientific, but you get what I mean.
Yep.
So that's why you got to clean it a bit.
And what's the best way to do that? With the hose or just by
hand?
Yeah.
To be honest, what I've found in the past that's the easiest is getting like the, you know, the yellow gloves with the grippers on the fingers that you would mm-hmm. use to like wash dishes.
Yep.
Using that and then just a hose on it. I found that the grip on those on the fingers helps just kind of like pull it off a little bit, where sometimes just plastic gloves don't always pull it off.
Right.
Okay. But that's what I've found in the past.
And where am I going to get All Seasons Oil and who puts it out?
So All Seasons Oil is done by Bonide.
Yep.
You can find it at a local garden center. Majority of them should have them at this point in time.
Okay. And hopefully that will take care of my problem and I don't have to go further than that. I don't
yeah,
think
it should. You just
anything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go systemic on it. What I would look at doing is you might have to do it a couple applications.
Okay.
In like 14-day intervals.
Okay.
So I'd say probably twice, but there could be a third time. What I would just do is, you know, spray. I wouldn't spray today. I'd look, depending upon where you are, you might not get the rain that's supposed to happen this afternoon. But
yeah, okay, I may.
Take a look, because you don't want it to rain. You don't want it to wash off.
Okay.
Right? So you want like 24 hours before it would rain.
Okay.
Do that, and then in about 2 weeks, that's when you would spray again, just as like a anything that you missed or anything that wasn't there.
Okay.
Prior.
All right. And the other question I have, that's great, and All Seasons Oil. Okay.
Yep.
I'll call around and see who's got it. I have a beautiful rhubarb that's coming back, which I thought wasn't going to make it, and it's coming back with a vengeance. I have, like, it looks like three or four gigantic, like, red bulbs, like they're going to put out flowers, you know, that I have to cut off, correct?
Yes. If you're trying to keep pushing the growth, you don't want it to get into that spot where it's that's basically what it's doing is going to seed.
Okay, yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. So that's the, you know, all plants try to get to that point. That's their...
Right.
Their,
it's like it happened overnight, it seems. You know, like, okay, I was looking at it, it was coming back, and then now I've got all this growth, and it's like, okay, I want the plant to come back vigorously. You know, so I want to take that off, correct?
Yep. No, definitely.
Okay, and the other thing is, when can I divide that plant? Now
so
is not the time, correct?
No, no. So you wanted to, how big would you say it is?
The leaves have got to be at least 7 or 8 inches, and I mean, I've got full growth all the way around. So this is a nice, big, hardy plant all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which I'm really happy with.
So usually you want to divide it like early spring.
Okay, no,
like
I just think I'm past that already.
Yeah, just as it's, like, warming up, just as it's getting started.
Okay.
Just as it starts to, like, emerge. At this point,
okay.
What can happen is sometimes it can shock it and dehydrate the whole plant.
Okay, no. I want the plant. So I'll just take the beautiful, weird, funny things that it puts out. I'll just take those off.
Cut
them way down at the base, right?
Yes, that's how I would do it. And let the leaves do its thing.
Yeah.
But the, you know, division of the rhubarb, just think of next spring, right as it starts to emerge, just so you kind of know where it is, basically.
Yep. Okay.
And then you can just kind of divide it into sections.
Okay, good.
And you should be fine. Okay?
And it sounds like I have to wait one more.
Yeah, definitely.
My last one. Okay.
Yep, hang tight for me. Sure. We're going to take a break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be...
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Karen. She had a few questions. She had one more, so we wanted to help her out with that. So, Karen, what was that next question you had for us?
The one other thing about my flowering plum, when I do the all-season oil, how long do I leave it before I take the, you know, take my gloves to it?
I might wait till the next day.
Okay, perfect.
You want it to dry onto it. You want to suffocate the aphids that are there.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're washing it, you might wash off some of those aphids that are there anyways.
Right. Anything I should put underneath it so that the eggs and all that stuff or...
No, so the that all seasons will suffocate everything.
Perfect.
So I'd see no problem underneath. Okay. Don't worry.
The one other thing I wanted to ask you about is I trimmed all my, well, just a couple of rose bushes that I have, like, early April, like you've always talked about and your dad did, too. And they are spectacular-looking bushes. However, I have not one bud set. Did I not fertilize them, probably?
No, I, you know, it just might be a little bit behind.
Oh, okay.
With it. Some of, you know... I think the warm weather that's due ahead, you'll start to see some of everything start to pop that way.
Okay.
Sometimes it just takes a little bit more.
Me that she's got buds already and I don't have any. So I didn't know if...
did you fertilize it at all this spring?
Not this spring. I think I know I did them in the fall before it got too cold. So can I do that now with my rose
stone? Well, so what I would start off with is I might look at either like a 10-10-10 or something like maybe like a super phosphate to push some of that growth, some of that flower.
Okay.
So the super phosphate you can find that's like a 0.18-0 or a 0.44-0. Using that, what that'll do is that will actually help push some blossoms later. It'll help with root development, which will then push more flowers.
So you could
do that first, and then in about 4 weeks, use the rose tone.
Okay. All right. So 10, 10, 10. I think I may even have some of that. So I'll just look for that. And you have a company you like best? Or
Yeah, Espoma is probably one of the best when it comes to most of the garden fertilizers like that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, sounds great.
All right, Karen. Well, good luck with everything, and thank you for the call.
And thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show today, so definitely give us a call with any of your questions. Like we were saying, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's looking like it's going to be a real nice day, so... So definitely get out there and enjoy it. Maybe a little bit of rain later on, but we could use the rain. Even though we've had a bunch of rain this spring, we want to build it up. We don't want to just have, a drought like last year. We noticed a lot of things started happening. Once that drought hit, plants started having issues, et cetera. So we don't want that. We want to have, a good season, a good year. So definitely, the rain that is coming is not a bad thing, so don't get too upset with the rain, especially it might only last like 20 minutes, half hour, so it's not bad. But like I said, temperature's starting to warm up. We're definitely going outside and starting to think about what else we can do there. I saw something yesterday. Somebody was just asking a question online about can I put all my plants outside yet? And I think we're there. Just looking at the long-term forecast, we're not just talking your vegetables and your annuals and that type of thing. We're talking, let's start getting some of those house plants out that, you might be leaving out on the deck or in the patio, for the, summer season. Get them out, get some natural light on them. Get those temperatures, etc. So, I think it's definitely time. So take a look and see. See what you can get out there and enjoy, because we want to make that outdoor area, that outdoor living area, versus just a deck. Let's make it a living area and enjoyable. So get some of those houseplants. I know a lot of you have bought them this year and got them. So definitely try it out. In the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden had phone calls with the Palestinian Authority President and Israeli Prime Minister on Saturday. The calls come as tensions continue to rise and rocket attacks continue in the region. On Saturday, an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building in the Gaza Strip that housed several news organizations. But it also contained Hamas intelligence agents who were using the news organizations as a shield. Gary Pruitt, CEO of the AP, telling CNN,
"We've been in that building for 15 years. We had no indication Hamas was operating out of that building. We do check that to the best of our ability because, of course, we would never knowingly endanger our journalists."
Gas shortages in the southeastern part of the country are easing up as a colonial pipeline resumes service. This is USA Radio News. Some retailers across the country are ditching their mask requirements.
Following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing, several national retailers are also changing their policies. Walmart, Costco, Publix, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's have all announced that wearing masks in their store will be optional for customers who are fully vaccinated, subject to local mandates. The stores are still asking those who are unvaccinated to continue to wear masks. The moves come after the CDC changed their guidance, saying that people who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in crowded settings and healthcare facilities. Even with the new mandates, some stores, like Home Depot, Kroger's, and Target, say they're leaving their mask requirements in place for now. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Rallies were held across the United States Saturday calling for an end to anti-Asian violence. A large group of demonstrators turned out in New York City and marched behind a United Against Hate banner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's definitely going to be a great day out there to get out and enjoy it. Enjoy the sun while it's out. You know, maybe a little bit of rain, but then it'll come right back. Definitely an enjoyable day, enjoyable week in the horizon here. So get out there, enjoy yourself in this nice weather, enjoy yourself out in the garden, and get some nice things done for that garden this season. So we're not getting behind. We want to be able to just enjoy it. So maybe it's time just get a few things done and sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the season here. So definitely something I'll be looking at doing. Sun's going to be out today. It's going to be gorgeous. Let's enjoy it. We're still got time to be putting some lawns in. You know, I got a lot of questions this year. I got a lot of questions this week, about can we still put a lawn in? It's one of those things that you could read up on it, and it basically what it would be said, is putting in a lawn in the spring, you know, not ideal, but let's think about this a little bit. You know, they say that putting lawns in the fall is the best because it can focus on the root development, etc. But, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, actually, and we were just talking. He was saying my yard is just mostly weeds, and, I want to really start over. And he said, everything I read says do it in the fall. I said, well, yeah. You know, there's some good points to it, but at the same time, do you want to just leave the weeds and let the weeds grow, get more prevalent in the lawn, take over the entire area, and then have to do a little bit more work for the fall. And he kind of didn't want to do that. He was willing to just kill everything that was on there. There's always options out there. But he was one who said, you know what, I'm just going to kill everything and start over. It was perfect. If that's what you want to do, let's do it now. Let's not let the weeds get a stronghold in the area. Let's not them just cover everything. If you're going to kill everything, what's the difference between doing it now and later? So, we walked through it, talked about it. He's going to take the, a weed killer, get rid of everything. And in about 2 weeks, he's going to put seed down and get started. Because a lot of the weed killers are total killers. You got to wait about 14 days, 10 to 14 days, depending upon which one you use. And that, so he's going to take everything, get rid of it. In about 10 to 14 days, he's going to get started, clean up the area, obviously clean up any weeds that are still there, rake them up, get rid of them, add any topsoil or anything that he needs to add. What he'll do from that point is use a starter fertilizer and then put the seed down and water. The biggest thing is water. And I know, a number of you have said, hey, I don't know if I can put that much water down. I can't put the 2 inches of water per week. Or on a well, there's not as much water. I get it. I get it. But if you can, that's what we're looking to do to get your lawn established. Get those couple inches of water per week if you're looking to put seed down. Or if you want to put sod down. In my backyard, we put down 1,000 square feet of sod a couple weeks ago. And it's starting to take. You can feel the root system on there. I gave it I mowed it on Friday. Kept the blade real high just to give it a cut, so that it wasn't pushing so much growth and getting overstimulated, etc. But sod could be done in 2 weeks. It could be done in a month. Sod can be done as long as you can water it as well. So there's that instant gratification with the lawn and getting it to look nice. I mean, I'll tell you, it transformed my backyard. I've always had problems with water sitting in the yard, and water's still sitting in some areas. I've worked on it, but putting the sod down just changes the whole look of it and the whole feel. So there's still time to be doing that. Just because somebody says this is how you have to do it, it's on the internet, it's in a book, etc., doesn't necessarily mean that's the only way. It is ideal for root development. That's why they talk about seeding in the fall. The seed will start to take, will develop more into the soil, get deeper roots because it's focused on that instead of focusing on multiple blades or pushing the growth that way. That's why they talk about it for the fall. But at the same time, do you want to look at weeds all season, starting now until September? I don't think so. That's not me. So there's a lot of ways to do it. Like I said, sod, you could be putting seed down. What I've found with seed, and I've been passing this on to a lot of people who are asking, is when I put that first area of seed down, I always want to have some left over. Because in about 10 to 14 days, once that first round of germination has started, I go back and try to fill in those areas. Because we always miss an area. It's inevitable. It always happens. You could be the perfect paths on your spreader. When you put it down, the spreader settings could be perfect, etc. But the fact of the matter is sometimes we miss some things. So why not get it right away so you're continuing that? You're pushing the water. You're pushing the growth. Your starter fertilizer is still on there. It's still working. So I always like to make sure and come back a second time in about 14 days and add more seed over the top of everything. I'm not going the full bore like before, but the more you can put down, the more seed that gets on there, the less weeds that'll start to take over. And that's what we're looking to do. So definitely, if you're looking to put a lawn in, you do not have to wait until the fall. again, I would still be putting it down. Just water, water, water. I can't say that enough. It's not just about, you know, the sun. It's not just about the heat, everything. It's about taking care of it with the water. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, there's, you know, we're getting outside. We're enjoying ourselves a little bit more, like we've been talking about. And what happens when we get outside this time of year? We see a lot more mosquitoes. We start to hear more about what's going on. You know, we all know that the mosquitoes can transmit the deadly diseases, including West Nile virus and Triple E. We'll start to hear those in the next couple months. But what can you do, right? Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Now, I was actually talking with somebody yesterday in the garden center in regards to the mosquito bits versus the mosquito dunks. And they wanted to use the mosquito bits for fungus gnats in their plants. And I said to them, they wanted to know what else they could use. There's a systemic house plant from Boneyed. And they'd already picked up those mosquito bits. And I said, well, I'd use these mosquito bits because it's twofold. You can use them for mosquitoes in the yard, and you can use them for the fungus gnats. So Summit has a couple of those great products to take care of the mosquitoes, but take care of a few other things. So that's one of the things I really like about them. But you can use the dunks, which they look like little donuts, or the bits. Always find the standing water. You know, they mentioned a number of things, but one thing that when I was talking with Randy Schultz, who a representative for them, he was saying gutters. Think about the gutters. Sometimes gutters have a spot where they just sit, and you've gotten everywhere else, and you're like, I still got mosquitoes. What's going on? Check the gutters. That's why we should have the gutters cleaned whenever, you know, once a season or once every other season, just to make sure there's no standing water. But we'll start to hear about Zika, Triple E, those types of things in the next, you know, months. But let's try to get ahead of it. And that's why we talk about those mosquito dunks, the mosquito bits. Safe for the wildlife, safe for your pets, you, etc. Can be used in, you know, like little streams in the area, little ponds, say you have right near the house that are creating those dunks. Those mosquitoes. You would use those dunks. So definitely something to be thinking about using at this time, especially with the temperature starting to warm up, right? We notice that as it warms up, we want to get outside, more mosquitoes. So let's look into doing that this year. You know, getting the standing water is what we're looking at. Now, you can use those there. Then there's some other alternative mosquito and insect sprays that are organic. Natural Alternative has a great one that you can be using for the rest of the yard instead of just, you know, getting those watersheds. Get the water areas with the dunks. Then go to the yard with the tick and mosquito spray from Natural Alternative. Spray that on the yard. Get that in all the areas where the ticks and mosquitoes might be hanging out, right? Ticks themselves are kind of a lazy insect. They like to hang out in the shade a bit more. They'll be more on the outskirts, more into like the woodsy areas than in the center of the lawn, but we still want to spray the entire area. So those are... Those are some things to be doing this time of year to get ahead of it. Because as we go outside, we want to protect ourselves. We want to get rid of some of those nuisance type things so we don't have to worry about them. And we can just enjoy ourselves outside. So getting started with those, getting those things ahead of time, getting them early, getting them this time of year versus waiting till they've already kind of just taken over the area. That's what we want to think about doing. So it's not just about getting all the plants outside, and enjoying yourself. It's about protecting yourself as well. So that's why we talk about these things this time of year, because we want to protect you while you're out there so you can enjoy the outside, enjoy your barbecues, enjoy the yard, and stay safe. So those are just some things we talk about. We talk about them often, but to me, they're very important. We like to, I obviously want to protect my children when they're outside, my family, my wife and I. So we do some of these things, right? We'll spray. We'll take care of them. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. We got 3+ hours left, wide open phone lines. So if you have some questions, definitely jump on the lines. Give us a call, and we'll be here. Again, that number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Dunbarton, New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, John. I hope you can hear me. I'm going down in a dip here.
Yep.
I live in Dunbarton, and I tell you, that is like Tickville. There are so many ticks, I can't get rid of them. I put down the tick and bug and killer you put on the ground, the grass.
Yeah, the granular.
And then it rain. You know, it's supposed to rain.
Yep.
And then it's supposed to absorb and all that good stuff. You know, it does. It works a little bit, but I can sit in the yard and I will have a tick on me.
Okay.
Is there anything else? I know I missed the whole tick thing that you had said earlier.
Yeah, no, so there's a couple things you can do. And what I have always done in the past is I've actually used that the ant, flea, and tick control from Bonide in the granular form.
Okay.
And then I also use a spray. I'll use, depending upon what I can get at that time, but I usually will use 8 from Bonide as a spray.
Okay.
We always used to talk with Art from Bonide, and he always would suggest 8 all the time, and that granular application. And what you're doing is, with the 8, you get the hose end version, attach it to the hose, and spray the first 15 feet of the woods. That whole perimeter around the entire house into the woods. Because ticks love the shade. They're lazy, right? They don't want to be in full sun.
Yeah.
They want to be in shade. So by spraying into the woods, you're getting anything that's coming close to you. 8 lasts for about a month, maybe a little bit more. So it's got that residual. So it's not just one spray and then you're done. You know, you're gonna have to spray next week, the week after. So I always do both because the granular will get some of the ones that are lower, some of the ones that are on the edges in the shadier areas of the lawn that get more shade during the day. And then I do a spray with like an 8 or a... You can use any mosquito and tick control. Now, there's a lot of organic options, but I've always used 8 because Art had always told me he uses it and it worked for him. And I trust him, so definitely that's what I've done, and it's worked. Okay, and that's one of those things where you want to apply a couple times during the season.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm losing you. I don't know if you can still hear me.
I can hear you a bit. I understand. I know you're driving and whatnot. But 8 can be used a couple times in the season to be sprayed. You know, once every month maybe or so, and it should be fine. Definitely can be used to protect out there. It'll get rid of not just the ticks. It'll help get rid of some of the mosquitoes, etc. So there's a lot to do to protect yourself, but definitely worth it in the end.
Okay, and I can get that in any, like, hardware store?
Yeah, any garden center. A lot of the hardware stores will have it. But it's 8 from Bonide.
Yeah, I understand the Bonide. I wasn't sure where I would get it.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you. I listen to you guys every Sunday, so...
Awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too, John. Thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we've got about less than a minute before the break, so I don't want to pull on another call. So just give us till after the break, and we'll get right to that next phone call. But we have plenty of time left in the show. We've got about 3 hours left. So definitely stay tuned to us. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Get out there, enjoy it, and we'll get you started off right with some of those questions you have. We'll definitely be here to answer them. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.